Let's talk about the big announcement from a couple of days, July 30th. Saw some pictures released by your Facebook page in the chamber. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, finally. Like I was telling somebody the other day, it's like they probably thought this day never would come, and they were tired of me talking about it. But it's finally happening. We are officially on Monday. BS&B is going to start doing dirt work on the property there south of Cobblestone that we've owned since, gosh, 08. We've owned it a long time, but a lot of things had to be in the right places, and I'm very thankful that my boys want to be a part of our community and what we've done so far as an organization, and so that's our next chapter. So it's really, really exciting. It's going to be about 42,000 square feet building, pretty good size. It's going to house all three great brands that we have, Ford, Toyota, and Chevrolet. Two separate businesses still, but we'll operate out of the same building, and this way we can really accommodate our customers. Mm-hmm. And we have got the best customers ever, and they've been super supportive, and you know, it's been a long time. Those old buildings we have, they've sold a lot of cars, but today's cars and the way things happen, just, you know, we've done all we can, but we're still really landlocked. I probably hear about parking at least every couple of days, how we're short on parking. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then we want to just, you know, do what's right for today. And so anyhow, it's an exciting time. Exciting time.
Yeah, folks are probably wondering, you know, put a new lot out here. Where the other two businesses going to stay put? No, it's everything's going to be out here on the highway.
Yes, yes. Both stores will move out to this this location, you know, we will sell off those properties at some point. But yeah, it's an exciting thing. So there's like 7 acres there, so we have plenty of room to. Mm-hmm. To really stretch a little bit, if you will, customer parking, employee parking, and of course inventory. Got to have inventory, you know. And so, no, we're super excited about it. The staff, our employees, we really have great employees, and they are super stoked about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna have an air conditioned shop in the back, and they're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. So.
Chandler, what's your thoughts? You're going to be pretty excited, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a lot of work. And that's the thing I was kind of, you know, when we did the groundbreaking on Wednesday, it was, we took a lot of things to get to that groundbreaking situation, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of dirt's got to be moved, a lot's got to be done, but yeah, there's so much planning that went into it. But it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be state of the art. I mean, it's going to be done. It's going to be done right. We really made sure of that. No corners to be cut. Because we're going to be there for a while. This isn't a temporary thing. We wanted to think through everything, make sure everything flowed. So it was, we put some hours into just looking at pictures and kind of looking at other dealerships and what they do. It was well thought out.
You know, you travel up and down the highways around Nebraska, and you know, Chris, you could probably attest to more than anybody. You see dealerships, they're all along the outskirts of town. On the where there's a lot of ground, and maybe not necessarily in town, but they're on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, because of the square footage you need for the parking automobiles. Mm-hmm. And an automobile dealership anymore is more of a destination. People have done a lot of research. You know, that box opened up a long time ago, being online, and so now we're more of a destination, and being out here, we'll have more room to grow. Back in the day when Mr. Hormel had the Chevrolet store back in the, you know, 40s, 50s, and Mr. Anderson with the Ford store, you know, they didn't carry the inventory that we carry today. Howard Kuhl, my father-in-law, he broke that barrier in 1980. He used every square inch of that property when I worked for him, and we had cars everywhere. But we knew then we were, you know, landlocked, and we couldn't do anything else. And so it's exciting. It's, you know, we'll have that building that the Chevrolet store was built in, I believe, 1919. It's a big building, but it just is a lot of wasted space. But yeah, I've drove many, that's my kind of a weird thing about me, I guess, plenty of those. But anyway, one of them is I drive by dealerships all the time and see how they do things and how their flow is. Always envious of some of these guys that have built stores, but I knew our day would come, and it's taken a while. You know, COVID kind of pushed us back a little bit, but, you know, I think we've all, you know, had that problem with COVID one way or another. So anyway, no, it's and our, like I said, our staff is excited, and they deserve it. Our customers that have really supported us, you know, we're 25 years of me being on my own, having the Ford store. We put Toyota on in 04, and then me and Annette bought Howard and Janet out in 2005, and so we celebrated 20 years at the Chevrolet store this year. So we've had a pretty great year thus far. So this just is just another part of it.
Abby, of course, director of marketing. You have a lot of fun putting all this together, and I'm sure you're going to have more releases over the next 15 months now.
Yes, yes, and I'm actually super honored that Wagner's gave me this opportunity to be a part of their team and to help them announce their dream to the public and to do all the teasers and do all the fun things. It's really been an incredible experience so far, and I've only been here about a month and a half, so I am super stoked to continue helping them and to, you know, just shed light on all the incredible things we're doing in this community.
Chandler, I have a feeling you and Garrett, along with your dad, probably a lot of folks, and with the construction crew, putting your heads together on what you'd like to have this look like, right?
Yeah. Yep. So definitely having the layout of how we want it, so it flows everything, to be as efficient as we possibly can, because right now we're very limited, and we're, for my job, we're have to bounce from store to store. It's exhausting. You're at the wrong place at the wrong time, any type of situation. It's just going to be nice. If you want to look at, you know, just pickups, we'll have all three different brands right next to each other, so you don't have to worry about going here, there, anywhere. You're in one place. It'll just be really, just to streamline the whole process of buying a car. You don't have to worry about waiting on this or waiting on that. We'll all be there in one big place, and, you know, not worried about who's going to cover this person's lunch because I got to drive three blocks to that store or whatever it may be. And like we said before, having air conditioning, because in a building that's 100 years old, air conditioning doesn't work as well. So those 100 degree days were long days. So that'll be something that everybody's going to enjoy, not just the employees that we have, but the customers that have to sit and sweat while they're trying to buy a car. That's not an enjoyable experience. So
we have fans for them.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's
sometimes
just,
with 110, that does not enough, isn't it?
Just blow hot air.
Yeah,
on.
Just hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that C Street corridor for us, you know, when the stoplight was a stoplight, you know, we were like, oh my gosh, now we just got to stop and go. And so we are a big fan of the four-way stop.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's our little 2 cents worth out there. But we do have to run back and forth, and because we want to make sure we accommodate our customers.
So we're looking at late 2026 would look at late 15 months. I'm trying to do the math there.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's, you know, it all depends on our winter. That is, you know, we've heard all kinds of things as far as when that could be, and we're setting up 15 months is kind of what it will be, and hopefully it's done sooner than that. We'll just see what the weather does, and it's very unpredictable, obviously,
it
where
is.
We live.
Yes.
And, you know, where we're at, there could be some winds, so if they're going to put metal on the building, why, you know, that could detract from that a little bit. The moisture, sir, is nice, and Ted said that won't affect him one bit. It's exciting to see it finally come together. It's just kind of surreal. The day before we had our announcement, me and Annette drove up by there after we went out and ate, and just seeing all that equipment up there, it's like, okay, this is really happening. So we're very, very happy. It's 39 years I've been in this car business, and this is my Super Bowl, so to speak, because it's a dream come true. And anybody that's ever been around me has known that I've always wanted to do this. Garrett says, what are you going to talk about now? Because you've talked about this forever. Uh-huh. I suppose. I'll find something else.
There'll be another challenge.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of room over here, Chandler. A lot of room over here for you to do whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, just because we're kind of riding the wave of the community. I mean, think of all the change that's happened. You know, you just drive around and you're like, oh, well, that's new. That's new. I just remember coming back from college and thinking, like, there's a couple new things. And I can only imagine the eyes of the 19 and 20-year-olds that come back to visit on the weekends and be like, wow, that's a new building coming up. That's a new ballpark. That's a new, like, housing structure. So riding the wave of, like, the YMCA that they have going on, like, we're – this town will be brand new, if you like. In a couple of years, we're going to have state-of-the-art stuff for everybody. we're excited about that. And then like the ballpark project being just north of us, that'll draw a lot of business into town. So the more people to feed off of that excitement, we thought this is the best time. Of course, there's never a great time. There's never the wrong time. I guess would be that too. But you always you look forward to doing something that everybody else enjoys as well. So you're not the only one that gets to enjoy the praise.
Well, congrats on the announcement. That's big news right on this first day of August at 15 months, where actually it was released. You know, you guys, I got together for the, put the shovels down the other day? You did.
Wednesday we did it, and I really wanted our family to be there, and our employees, and then we had a few community leaders, it was nice to have that. We didn't really make a big splash. I wasn't sure. This is kind of the first time being doing something like this. I wasn't sure what proper crew to call, so I did with what felt the best, but no, we really appreciate you having us on, anybody's, you know, more than free to ask us any questions they have. I think I see nothing but positive out of this. Again, I the community we live in, you know, a defining point in us making this decision was when we got the swimming pool that we were going to build. Mm-hmm. And it was a belief of mine that, you know, if the community was behind investing in the community, then we're going to invest in the community. Had we not got that pool, I don't really know what would have happened, but that just was a big thing. I served some part of my time when I'm not at the dealerships on the MEDC board, and we've all been pushing this housing, and that is it's very sloth-like, very slow, but we're moving the needle. We've got a great little area up there in North Point. There's another five houses going up. In fact, they broke ground a couple days ago on two of the homes, and there's three more that break ground, I believe, next week. So we're trying to, you know, as a community as a whole, we just got to keep reinvesting in each other. And because we are, I don't know, I always tell everybody we're a bunch of who's in Whoville. You know, but, you know, we live in the best part of the world, honestly. You know, we are 70 miles from either interstate. If you want to go to the city, you can go to the city. But then you get to come home and have just a great place. And then our... I don't know, I can't brag about it enough. Our customers that have supported us over the years is just amazing, absolutely amazing. And they don't ask for much. They just want to be treated right, and we've done that. And it's a fun place to grow up, and I'm really very fortunate that my boys wanted to come home. I've got two great daughters now, six amazing little people.
The dirt movers on Wednesday.
They really were.
I call them the replacements.
The grandkids are moving the dirt.
But yeah, we got them little shirts the other day that said construction crew on them, so they thought it was pretty cool. They had their own little hard hats and their little shovels, and so that is, you know, that grandkid thing, that's really kind of, it gets to you.
Has a layer,
I think,
to
I've
it,
always
sure.
quizzed the boys on this, and I'll ask you, Grandpa, here at talking to your grandkids. Do you talk to him about the business of in the card business, or you knew these guys were going to be there?
Yep.
Now the grandkids—that's your future, right there.
Well, I push all I can, but like I said, I got two great daughters that you know, Ashley and Trisha. That you know, there's a big world out there,
right?
And I go, yeah, I suppose, but you know, cars is where it's at. You know, I mean, you got to like cars, but I think we got two granddaughters,
right.
And. You know, Maggie and Millie, they like cars. And so the boys, of course, like cars.
You're doing your job then.
So we're
nice
trying.
Job,
yeah, but, you know, things can change, you know.
Right.
And but, yeah, I always knew that my little guys always wanted to be I shouldn't say they're not little anymore.
Right.
Grown men. But anyway, my boys, they always kind of wanted to be a part of it. And, of course, you know, Howard had a lot to do with that too, you know, at the dealership. And so they were always down there. And then when we bought the Ford store, they were there. And that's all they know. But they have been given opportunity. I want everybody to know out there. I did not shackle them to anything. They did go off.
Not against our will. We're good.
Chandler went here for a couple years, and he went off, and they decided to come home, and they married two great girls, and so we're very fortunate, and we need to see more of that happening. I'd like to see in our community, and we have had a pretty good rush of that of late, and I like that.